Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the opportunity to come together to discern even more wonderful business for our city. We ask that you bless our time together. God, our hearts are with those in Texas, and we just ask that you pour your peace upon all of our land. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And there you go.
Backing up the appearance of the city attorney and Mr.
Now y'all have to do that by yourselves.
Wow. Certified quorum, please.
I certify quorum.
Any public comments? Any comments from mayor and council? New business resolution authorizing the city of Westminster to apply for the United States Department of Agricultural Development for funding other matters related thereto.
Yeah. Mayor, council, thank you all for coming in on short notice and on a Wednesday. I think most of you know that we are applying to the USDA Rural Development Office for a grant/loan to do about $7.5 million of water improvement projects. This public notice that you all have, the yellow copy, is got a few of the pertinent details that are in here. The number of linear feet, I think it doesn't have the dollar amount, but it's about $7.5 million worth of projects. There are requirements when you go through a federal grant application, and one of them is we are asking you by way of this resolution that to authorize me and or the mayor to sign the legal and financial documents once they come to us for the grant and or the loan. The way the grant/loan works is as USDA evaluates our application, they decide how much of that amount they will give to us in a grant and how much they will give to us in a low interest loan. It's kind of a take it or leave it kind of thing, but they'll make that determination down the road. All of the documents are due into them at the end of June. The reason I put this on here is because we have the last matter on here. The USDA rep that we're working with is telling us all the things that we need to have in place to make the grant complete. This public notice is one of them that you'll have at your workshop next week, or in 2 weeks, on the 8th, I should say. And asking you to consider this resolution is one of the others.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Call for a vote.
Davey?
Yes.
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Audrey?
Yes.
Yusuf?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes. Wearing name tag next
time. Now, please. We're going to executive.
Well, Mayor, I was going to offer, I've spoken to all of you but Mr. Dunn, and I'm comfortable talking about this in public unless you just want to go into executive session.
This is the one. Yeah, this is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
I think it was back in November we retained additional counsel to help represent us in the threatened lawsuit that Seneca has against Westminster, Wahala, and the OJRSA for additional board seats on the OJRSA board. That was Chad Johnston, and he worked with Willoughby and Hafer. Chad has moved law firms that he is working with. He did this late last week, and he now works for Burr Foreman. And as he goes to work for Burr Foreman, they also work for the city of Seneca. So that creates a conflict where he can no longer represent us. After speaking with him and our other attorney, Lawrence Flynn, and with Andrew, we were able to identify another litigator, because that's who we need to be with us in the room when we're, if we're going to end up in a courtroom over this. And we were able to find, who did we find, Rebecca? What's his name?
John White.
Thank you. I just blanked on his name. John White, Jr. And his associate
Whiteman.
Is...
Sorry, did you say Whiteman?
White.
Just White.
White. Okay. And his associate is Margareta Shisco. They would represent us in the mediation this Friday. This last minute, and that's the reason we have the special call meeting today, because we want to make sure we have one of them in the room. Andrew and I will be there. The mayor's going to be there, but we want to make sure if we end up in a courtroom with this, we have one of these attorneys at least in the mediation. So my recommendation to you, and I'll be happy for Andrew just to speak his mind on it as well, is that we go ahead and engage the John B. White Jr. law firm to represent us in this matter. And the other thing, that particularly for those who are new, any attorney that we hire, the council must authorize, and they represent you. They don't represent me or your staff. They are here to represent the city council, but they oftentimes will work through me. So you know that anybody that is retained as legal counsel, you can call up and ask them whatever you want to whenever, even though I'm usually the one that they're working through. I would recommend that you hire John B. White Jr. Law Firm and his associates.
You just need to put in the form of a motion?
Yep.
All right, I'll make a motion. We hire John B. White Jr. Law Firm to represent us at the court.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Dale?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Audrey?
Yep.
Yusuf?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
All hearts and minds clear. Thank y'all for coming in short notice. This is just some legal issue we had to take care of. I move to adjourn.
Second.
I go to work.
All in favor say aye.
Yep.
I just have one thing.